All right. Welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer here with my best friend, Kyle Dobas. This is Season 2, Episode 2. Today is August 18th. We're going to talk about our week in review. I believe I did a 3 out of 5 between my pick top 5 to actual top 5. Got a lot to review. My upset pick actually hit, Kyle. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. We're going to get into our entertainment. Could go over this full season rules and regulations and make sure I wrote down my portion of it. Hopefully Kyle's got a few things to add to it. Maybe he's got an idea or two up his sleeve of how we can, you know, make this fun between the two of us. And then we look forward to the upcoming week.
I think you figured out the best way to go for it. And then my big idea was the fantasy side of it.
Yeah.
And which we'll talk about in another episode, but
yeah, we'll be getting into that as soon as NFL season gets going. So,
yep,
can't wait for that. But yeah, we're gonna cover some fantasy focus. Could keep going with our mock draft that Kyle's got hosting for the two of us. Get into some gambling again, and you know, bring it on home with some Homeward Bound again, as is tradition.
As is tradition.
As is tradition. All right, so like I said, I think I did 3 out of 5 between my top five and actual top five games of the week. The three that, you know, stay there are the Detroit Tigers beating the Chicago White Sox 2-1. I give the player of the game to Spencer Torkelson, who hit the walk-off home run for the Tigers to win. So, yeah, I guess not a whole lot happening, but, you know, late game thrillers are always good to watch, especially when you don't really tune in until that time. It's like, ah, okay, they won. Sweet. All right, turn it off.
That's true.
Next game is the LA Angels and LA Dodgers. They go 7-6. Angels win, giving the player of the game to Taylor Ward. Gets 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Gives them basically the win. This guy just lit it up. Can't say any more than that. And then the third one that I think stays there is Tennessee Titans and the Atlanta Falcons game. Goes 23-20, which, looking at it scoreboard-wise, good close game. But, like, you don't really find that very often in the preseason. But pretty hard-fought game, it seems like, giving the player of that game to Pascal Siakam. He did pretty good job playing defense. So
overall, pretty good. Like I said, I mean, we kind of both had two of the picks. We both had what? No, I think we picked three. I think we had the football. We had Tennessee and Atlanta. We had Detroit series. And both of us had the LA series. I think my calculations, because I didn't, well, I counted Saturday all of football as my prediction. So that's an automatic win for me.
That's an automatic win.
So, with all of my stuff, I think I came out 3-2. So I picked the Yankees over the Twins in that series.
There you go.
I wanted them to sweep, but I don't think they swept them. They lost the one game at the end, but they won their series. So it was a big boost. Then I had Detroit taking that series, so that was a win there. Detroit took the series. They didn't sweep them, but they took the series. And then, I had the Angels and Dodgers. I picked the Dodgers to win that game, or that series, and then the Angels ended up sweeping the Dodgers, which was kind of surprising. So to see the Angels, who's kind of middle of the pack right now, and just straight up sweep the Dodgers, who seem to be struggling a little bit right now. They don't look like the same team they were the beginning of the year and basically, obviously, the end of the year when they won the World Series. I picked Falcons over the Titans in the preseason game, but
yeah,
my whole thing was I wanted to see, like, yeah, the, my whole thing was I wanted Cousins and Michael Penix play, and neither one played over Tennessee. But, I mean, overall, Tennessee looked good for the players they played, so hats off to them. And then, yeah, my other win was just Saturday of football. It was pretty decent, nothing crazy. I think it's just kind of like a – the preseason is just like a warm-up to the big stuff coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to watch. I mean, obviously the Commanders are playing right now, so it's going to be a great preseason, you know, showing for everybody. Get to see some of the starters get in and play a few rounds and show everybody what they've got, and, you know, then you get to see some of the backups do their thing at the same time. So it's always great.
A lot of backups, a lot of backups.
Preseason showings of who you've got, you know, on the team.
Yep. It'll definitely get more exciting here in the next few weeks, where we got some college football get ramping up, NFL starting to finally get in there with week one, baseball getting closer to the end of the season where a lot of teams are pushing for the playoffs, and then you got playoff baseball. So we're getting into the close to the fun time in sports.
Yeah. But we want to start right before, get ourselves into, like, you know, a good mid-season, you know, talking affair by the time, like, things are getting good, you know.
Yeah, warm us up. Yeah we got to warm up before we get to the good stuff.
Exactly. So the later portion of my top five, I am giving it to these two other games. Seattle Mariners, New York Mets goes 11-9. Mariners beat the Mets, and I'm giving the player of that game to Cal Raleigh, the catcher. He gets 3 hits and 2 RBIs. I mean, that dude is just absolute fire when he's up at the plate. Like, he's had a great season so far. And then New York Yankees beat the Cardinals 12-8 just recently, and I'm giving the player of that game to Ben Rice, getting 3 hits, 7 RBIs. One of those hits and the RBIs is a 3-run home run. So, dude went off. So, yeah, big props to him. And then my honorable mention is going to the Philadelphia Phillies beating the Nationals 7-6. The player of that game is going to Nick Castellanos, getting 2 hits and 2 RBIs. So, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
And then my predicted upset hit, like I said earlier, got the Rockies beating the Cardinals 3-0, and then they beat them 6-5 after losing the very first game of the series. So, I mean, hey, I'll take it. They won the series.
Yep, you win. You get the win. The upset pick this last week, since I didn't pick one, and I just made one now, since I was kind of waiting for college football for upsets. It's hard to pick upsets in baseball when it's a series thing. Any team could beat anybody any day.
Yeah,
it's winning the series. So, like, if I was going to do an upset, it would have to be like they're going to win the series.
Yeah, that's basically what I did, Kyle. I just predicted them to win up. Like, because, I mean, the Rockies have had a not really, like, terrible season, but they're starting to come back from, like, just the abyss of what they were earlier in this season. Like, they weren't.
They were terrible.
Yeah, so it's good to see, you know, those kind of wins and that kind of win for me. So
yeah,
I'll take it.
especially to pick something like that.
So, all right, moving on to our big event. The main event is here. All right. Now, to go over our full season rules and regulations, this is what I've written down. And Kyle, as long as you say I agree after I said such a thing, it is, you know, no agreement. Like, we're shaking hands, basically. So my first of the rules and regulation for our full season of how we're going to keep track of everything. It's going to be a total score for us at the end of the season of who won, you know, overall this whole season, no matter what. And then, you know, obviously these are all the little tidbits of what's going to add up to that. Starting with how many pick games, top five games, turn into the actual top five games. So both you and me get 3 points for that today. If we both had a 5 out of 5, like hitting all five, we get 5 extra points. So making it 10 points when you hit all five. Then we are going to have our NFL starting off with the fantasy competition between you and me, kicking off here in a week or two weeks. And It will take up the total score of that, the NHL, which we plan on doing once the NFL is over, and then the MLB competition when it starts up next season. We'll be adding up all the total points that we get from that. Obviously, we will cross the bridge of how the MLB will be done if we will carry it over to the next season, you know. But obviously, we will have to just still take, like, whatever total points we have by the end of this season. Still, and it's still points, right?
Yeah, still points, still counts.
So, and then the total amount of teams predicted correctly from both the way too early and the too early. So this definitely will be carrying over into next season with some of the way too earlies, because really what I'm titling as way too early is we will be doing those picks right after the championship is done. So say the college football championship was just done between, you know, Ohio State and Notre Dame, and then we did our way too early picks for the next season. Those are going to be, you know, pointed, you know, for the next season of how many we predict right. If you predict, if you predict, you know, all of them right, every single team that you predicted to go into the college football playoff, all, you know, 12 of them, sorry, make it in.
Yep, 12.
You get 10 extra points, making it basically a total of 22 points that you could get for the college football playoff. And that goes for both the way too early and the too early. The only thing that we're missing from the way too early is college baseball, because we don't really plan on being here.
It's hard to do.
And plus, yeah, it's probably very hard to do. Like, yeah, we're going to predict Murray State to be back in, you know, Omaha.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, so. And then, obviously, along with our NFL, NHL, and MLB competitions, we will do our Masters thing again, which sparked basically this whole idea. So we will be able to take the score of all our pick players who made the cut, and we take their score, and instead of it being, you know, the negative score, it's a positive score. So, you know, Rory McIlroy scored 11 under. It's really 11 points for your team if you picked them. And then you take the correctly predicted outcome of each game weekly total. Basically, if you obviously you're going to have your actual top five and top five games. So these are your top five games. Then you can still get another point off of them if you predict them right. So we're about to go into our upcoming week. So you're potentially able to still get a point off of these five games that we're about to talk about for this upcoming week. And then obviously we get an upset of the week. If you predict that correctly, we will get 3 points for that, because, you know, it's supposed to be an upset. You're supposed to take the underdog, you know. It's a chance that you're going to take, and you score three. Each single bet for our gambling, we will count that as 1 point for each single bet that we hit. Each same game parlay, every time you hit it full on, is 3 points. Or we can make it 4 points if you do, you know, a four-leg parlay, or a five-pointer if you do a five-leg parlay, you know. And that counts for both the same-game parlay and the title tonight's parlay, which, you know, my same-game parlay is completely different from my tonight's parlay. When I'm doing my tonight's parlay, I've got a money line, a run line, and another money line, just totally three different, totally different teams. And then, yeah. Anything you got there, Kyle, on your end, if you want to add anything? This is basically
no, that
all
makes
sense.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about more of the gambling side and the upset picks, so they have to be plus money for the upset pick.
Okay.
It can't just be like minus 110 and the other was minus 105, but technically it's an upset because he beat them and it was like on the road. They were favored slightly. So I would say, like, to caveat on the upset pick, it needs to be plus money, like, yeah, so when we make our upset pick.
Make sure you're looking at your gambling men before you make your upset pick.
Exactly. And then even on that topic, like, when we do the gambling men, like, I'm fine with the parlays, and, like, same-game parlays don't really matter as much because you need to hit them all anyways.
Yeah.
When we do our single in the 100s at least.
Yeah.
So nothing higher than minus 200.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Otherwise, you just be like, Alabama's going to beat Forbush Elementary School for the first week. There's my first bet. There's an automatic point. So it needs to be at least under minus 200.
I hear that. That makes sense. Agreed. All right. So now we get into our little fantasy here, pal.
Yeah. Ready for that? Are we ready? Are we ready for fantasy already?
I'm ready.
Oh, man.
I want to do this before back we talk to the about mocks. The upcoming week, honestly. Like, I want to do the fantasy first.
Fair enough.
We'll do upcoming week and, you know, all that.
Because I've been throwing a curveball in here with these.
I mean,
he's itching to keep the draft. He's itching to keep the draft. He wants to keep drafting.
I want to keep draft. Just let me draft. Just let me do it.
He wants to see how his team is after the end. But again, we're only
rules and regulation. I want to play now. I just want to
Yep, I know. So, but again, we're only going to round 10 today, and then next week we'll finish off the draft because then by then football starts. So. We'll just do a quick recap of the team. So me and Alex had team 6 and team 7. I had team 9 and team 10. So the first picks was basically team 1 had Jamar Gibbs, Bucky Irving, Josh Allen, Omarion Hampton. Team 2 had Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr. Team 3 had Jamar Chase, Devon Achan, Ladd McConkey, and then Garrett Wilson. Team 4 had Bijan, Brock Bowers, Jonathan Taylor, Mike Evans. Team 5 had Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers, Drake London, and Breece Hall. Alex's first team had Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson
taco
combo.
Taco
Truck 6 with a Scary Terry in there serving it out, and then JSN. Team 7, his other team, had
Sarcastaballs.
The Sarcastaballs with Puka, A.J. Brown, Jaden Daniels, and David Montgomery. Team 8 had C.D. Lamb, Ashton Jeanty, Trey McBride, and James Cook. Then my first team had Chris McCaffrey, Brian Thomas Jr., Tyreek Hill, Chase Brown. Then my had Amon Ross St. Brown, Collins, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. So that being said, are we ready to begin?
I'm ready.
I think it's going right back to the team 1 is back up, so... Yep. Yeah, so here we go, and we're back off for round 5.
Woo! Running backs. Oh, my goodness. This guy's got 4 a lot of running backs.
There goes my 0 RB team.
There goes.
And now, Alex.
Oh, man.
Each round, like the round that just happened, instead of announcing them as they go. So Alex is up now at team 6.
I'm gonna go with it. I'm going with it. I'm taking George Kittle. He was like that pick for there. I was like, yeah,
good
sure.
Good pick in round 5.
Yeah, round 5 right there.
It's a good pick. So I mean, you got that was your Derrick Henry team. You get your tight end. So who do you want for this one now?
Ooh, oh boy. Even though he didn't do me very much favors later on last season, I'm going to go with Flowers.
Who are you going with?
Flowers.
Oh, you're going with Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
Flowers. Mark it. And then team 8. Rashee Rice. And now, all right. So now this is my team here with 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs. Could take Patty Mahomes down there, but I can wait. This is a 3 wide receiver team, so I think I'll take. Oof, this is tough. Let's go. Let's go with DK.
DK.
I like DK with Aaron Rodgers here. And now here's my 0 RB team where I might actually have to take a running back here.
I might have to take a running back now.
Because there's 17 taken already. Although I can get some later on here.
I can get some later on.
You know what we're going to do?
Just take it now. Just take the person now then.
We're going to do just that. We're taking your boy.
Oh, okay. Sam Laporta.
Oh, we're waiting. This is an experiment, Alex. Did I draft a quarterback in this one? Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I got to pause it here. Hold on before I get froggy. All right. So after round one, let's see, team one all the way through. So first pick was Kenneth Walker and then Chuba Hubbard. Third pick was Jalen Hurts. Ooh. Fourth pick was Alvin Kamara. Fifth pick was James Conner. And then you had Alex's first pick with George Kittle. His second pick was Zay Flowers, Rashee Rice, and DK Metcalf, and Sam Laporta. Nothing crazy. Nothing a lot of running backs. So you said the first four crazy. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing crazy here, so here we go. Now we resume. Who do I take? Not a running back. This is my zero RB team.
Still coming down running back. Okay, Cap.
I can just load up on wide receivers. We're going to go with... I don't know. I kind of do want to take a running back just for fun because he's not going to be available right there. So we are going to take one off the board first. We're going to go with a rookie.
Hey.
Travion
Henderson.
Now, this team does need a quarterback, and look who fell to me right there. Patrick Mahomes is going in round. Team. And Cortland Sutton.
All right.
Now Alex is on the clock. His team doesn't have a quarterback on this one yet.
Nope.
Oh, no, he does. He's got Jane Daniels. He's in there. Both of his teams got quarterbacks.
We're going to go with Pacheco from Kansas City.
Ooh. Going with Pacheco. The pick is in.
The pick is in. All
right. A-Bow's team with only one running back on this
looks,
one so
it
far.
It looks like I'm just sticking with Kansas City here and going with Worthy, Xavier.
Oh, we just went Xavier Worthy. All right.
Give me Worthy.
We had Davante Adams to team five. Aaron Jones. This guy has five running backs and one wide. No quarterback, eh? DJ Moore. This guy has one running back. This guy has four running backs.
Hey, Jameson.
Jesus, thank God you drafted your wide receiver finally. That's a scary team when you only have your wide receiver one is Jameson Williams. Wide receiver one. All right, going right into round Devontae seven. Smith. See if he keeps it with the. Oh, there you go. Now you got that's actually a steal right there. Devontae Smith at, in the seventh round is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so team two, there's Ted Arroyo. Team three goes with R.J. Harvey. I kind of wish it was going to fall me in. I liked R.J. Harvey. DJ, then R.J. And then team five, loaded up. He needs a quarterback or something here. He's just going to play zero quarterback, zero tight end. And right. A-Bow is back on the clock.
Back on the clock. I believe I will go with Robinson, Brian Robinson from Washington.
Brian Robinson. I heard they're trying. They possibly might be trading him.
Oh boy! Whoops. Oop. Didn't know about that.
I doubt they'll get it in. Yeah, I doubt they'll get it in. But all word right. on the street.
This one is reaching for the sarcastic balls. We're gonna go with good old Travis Kelce.
Oh, we're going with T. Kelce already.
Yep. Need a tight end there. So, and he's still there. He's still sitting right there. So, seventh round pick. Can't really, you know.
It's not bad.
Complain about that.
Yeah, can't complain there. Team eight is going to take Jalen Waddle. Not bad there. All right, this team, I probably should get another running back or almost best available. We're going to go with... That take a tight end yet? I have not taken a tight end. We'll take a tight end here and take TJ.
There you go.
TJ Hawks.
TJ Hawkinson.
And now this team could go with another running back. Do I like a wide receiver better? Hmm. Could go with Travis.
Travis Hunter. The wide receiver and the defensive back.
I love.
Does he give you defensive points?
The downside is, yeah, I wish. I love the players in this spot. I just hate the team they're on.
If he catches,
love the players right here.
He still gets defensive points, right? Even though you don't have the Jaguars' defense and special teams.
That's true. We're gonna go risky on with. Man, I really don't know what to do here. I might just reach on a couple players here because the ones I like are down here. We're going to go with – should I do with the bounce back gear?
Digging.
No, we're going to go with the guy I do it really like – oh, wait. I was supposed to manually set this one.
Oh, no. Gosh dang it, Kyle.
We're going to go with – where'd he go? Tyrone Tracy.
Oh, okay. Okay. A little sneaky pick there.
All right, so that round was Devonta Smith, Ted Roy McMillan, RJ Harvey, Jerry Jeudy is Team Four's first running or wide receiver.
No, second.
George Pickens. Oh shit, I didn't even see him up there. Yeah, you're right. Just blended in.
Just blended in with everything.
Everybody's got everything now besides Team Two doesn't have a quarterback, really.
Team Four doesn't
have a quarterback. Team Four don't got a quarterback. Either. Team Five don't have a quarterback. I used to do that route with a late round quarterbacks instead. That was like when Tom Brady was always like available in the 10th round. And then you had Brian Robinson from Alex with Travis Kelce, and then Jalen Waddle, TJ Hockenson, and Tyrone Tracy for me. So let us get back into it with round eight.
All right.
Round eight. We're going to go with. Kind of want to take a flyer on him, but.
Do I really want this guy?
A guy that I think I could have a bounce back as long as the quarterback plays good. He's young. I'm going to go with Rome.
Okay.
I like Roma Dunze.
Dunze.
And this team needs another running back here, so we're going to go with. Take your flyer on your rookies here.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's go with one of our rooks here. Definitely not Quinshon. I don't like Cleveland, so we're gonna go right here with Caleb Johnson.
I don't like Cleveland, and I don't like that university.
Yep, I don't like Quinshon. So, all right, so team eight, let's.
It's kind of giving me
CPU pick you and now
Zeke vibes, you know, some Zeke vibes from that.
Yeah,
guy.
A little Zeke vibes there. So is that why you're about to take him right here?
No, what? You crazy? No.
You taking
no.
Travis?
No, heck no, no. I think I need to go back to the roots here of getting a wide receiver and get Olave.
You want Olave?
Olave.
Chris Olave.
Olave. Then you just turn around and you dig.
Oh, how you like your
Charbonnet.
How you like your wine? Fine.
Yep.
And there goes Travis Hunter, next pick. And Bo Nix.
Oh. We got
and DeAndre Swift.
Team. So now there's just two teams without a quarterback. There used to be three.
Team five just loaded up on some wide receivers and running backs here. Yep, team two still missing one. All right, quick was Quinshon to win. Calvin Ridley, DeAndre, Bo Nix, Travis Hunter, Zach Charbonnet, Chris Olave, Baker Mayfield, Caleb Johnson, and Roma Dunze. That was your round eight. Going right into round nine. Here we go. You got Tony Pollard. He's got like seven running backs. Then you got Evan Engram going. There's his first tight end.
There's the tight end going. Still doesn't have a quarterback.
Bad one. I like Evan Engram. Jordan Addison going.
All right.
Then you got Chris Godwin going
Does
there.
He get a quarterback?
Does he go with quarterback? No, he goes Mark Andrews into Alex's team.
This is going to be a tough pick, but I think I'm sticking with I think I really want to go this route. It's a bit of a risk, but give me Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall, not bad. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then for for this pick, I feel like I'm going to go with give me Jordan Mason.
Jordan Mason, that's a far one down there.
Well, I think I need another running back just to balance things out, at least this pick, and then I can go at least wide receiver if I wanted to.
Dang,
or
you didn't want
something else. I didn't know.
You didn't
know.
Want, like, Javonte?
No.
It's fair. That's all right. So, teammate with your CPU pick here takes Jacoby Myers. So, this is my balance team here. I got three receivers, three running backs, quarterback, tight end. I could go anywhere here. So, let's just see what's there. Debo. Travis Etienne. No, let's just go there. I think he could have a bounce here this year. Disastrous year last year. Let's go for it this year this late. Travis Etienne's going to the team. Team 10. We're going to go with a rookie who I think could be the best rookie wide receiver. We're going with Matthew Golden. The Green Bay Packers. Okay. All right, team okay. Round eight. We had the players taken was Tony Pollard.
Oh, that was nine.
Or this was round nine. Round nine.
That was
round nine. Yep, round nine. We have Tony Pollard, Evan Engram, Jordan Addison, Chris Godwin, Mark Andrews, Ricky Pearsall, Jordan Mason, Jacoby Myers, Travis Etienne, and Matthew Golden.
Nice.
All right, so on to team 10. My other pick for here. Let's go with...
I still can't believe there's only two teams without a quarterback right now.
You know, let's go with them. Yep, we're going to go with Javonte because I do like Javonte. And in Dallas, he could have a big year. And then this team... 1, 2, 3, 4. I got four running backs and three wide receivers. I could go with another wide receiver for sure here. Take the risk on Debo. Good offense. But I think I'm going to go with a guy that should have a productive year. It's going to be Cooper Kupp right there.
Yeah, I think he'll have definitely a good season
productive
with them.
Yeah.
Productive to where – because he's
gone.
That good, like, receiver to, like, you know,
yep.
throw it off to when you got to have a dump pass. Like, he's
yep.
he's
I
that
can see
receiver
him,
for anybody.
I with them losing DK and a good, decent quarterback, I could see him averaging, like, just a safe – 8 catches, 7 catches for 50, 60 yards every game or like every week. So
yeah,
it's safe. It's a safe pick. Around our team 8. There you go. There goes Debo. Now to Alex's 2.
All right. Let's see here. Got Warren sitting on top with Diggs, Shakir. I don't think I want to go quarterback again. Because I got Jaden as a starter. I picked him pretty well. Back.
My fans has never draft two quarterbacks.
I think I'm going to go. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I think I'm good to do with Juwan Jennings for this one. A little bit of a dig, but...
Juwan Jennings, nice pick.
I have a good feeling about him, yeah.
And I like then, Juwan.
This one's another bit of a dig, but... I have a really good feeling about this guy this season, Mika Ibuka. I feel like, you
Mika
know,
Ibuka.
He's definitely going to be that go-to guy when, you know,
he doesn't have to be like really good right off the bat because you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin there still, so.
Yeah.
Still got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, like they're still there, so it's. Yeah, he doesn't have to fill in big shoes. He could just be a support role for now, but then could jip into those big games.
Yeah, because as long as he gets they do get those good games where they can use him wisely and get him going.
Oh, there we go. Quarterback taken, finally.
Hey.
Kyler Murray. Stephon Diggs.
Five. All right, team two. Now Jaylen. Your turn.
Team two.
Oh.
Hey, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Well, all thought right. He would be there, but should have picked him, I guess.
There you go. There's rounds. Where did we stop last time? 5 through 10 completed. So we'll quickly go over the teams that we didn't draft, and then we'll go over ours. So team one has, looking right now at quarterback, they have Josh Allen. Their running backs are Jahmyr Gibbs, Bucky Irving, Omarion Hampton, Kenneth Walker, Quinshon Judkins, Tony Pollard. He pretty much has 15 running backs. His wide receivers are Jameson Williams, Devonta Smith, and Khalil Shakir. Going to be struggling there on that team with no tight end. Team two, we've got Jared Goff as a quarterback. You have Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Chuba Hubbard, and Joe Mixon as his running backs. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr., Terrell McMillan, and Calvin Ridley as the wide receivers, and Evan Ingram as their tight end. Team three's got looking like Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, Devon Achane, R.J. Harvey, DeAndre Swift, and Jaylen Warren as their running backs. Receivers, he's going to be looking at Ja'Marr Chase, Ladd McConkey, Garrett Wilson, D.J. Moore, Jordan Addison. No tight end. Team four has got Bo Nix at quarterback with Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, and Aaron Jones as running backs. I like that combos. Mike Evans, Jerry Jeudy, Chris Godwin, and Stephon Diggs as their wide receiver, and Brock Bowers as their tight end. Team five, finally drafted quarterback. Kyler Murray is there with his running back, James Conner. Wide receiver heavy with Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers, Drake London, Devontae Adams, George Pickens, and Travis Hunter. And tied in with Mark Andrews. Why don't you tell us your team, Alex, your two.
All right. So for the Taco Chuck Sticks, we've got Derrick Henry as my 1-1 pick. And then, got Lamar Jackson coming in round two. So getting that dynamic duo in there. The rest of my running backs is Brian Robinson and Zach Charbonnet. Then my wide receivers, you got Scary Terry McLaurin and then Jackson Smith. And then you got Xavier Worthy, Ricky Pearsall, and Amika Ibuka. And then my tight end is George Kittle for the Taco Truck Six. And for the Sarcastic Balls, got Puka Nacua coming in for the first pick, and then A.J. Brown as the second pick. The rest of my wide receivers are Zay Flowers, Chris Olave, and Juwan Jennings. I lead off with Jaden Daniels as my quarterback in the third round, and then going to the running backs starting fourth round with David Montgomery. Then I take Isaiah Pacheco in the sixth, and then in the ninth, Jordan Mason. So yeah, I think I'd like my, you know, Sarcastic Balls a little bit better than the Taco Truck Sticks. So yeah. And then Kyle's computer just completely went out on him. So I will review the eighth team that is not picked by either me or Kyle. It's the one team that's kind of between my two teams and his two teams. So their first pick was CeeDee Lamb. Their other wide receivers are Rashee Rice, Cortland Sutton, Jalen Waddle, Jacoby Myers, and Deebo Samuel. Their second pick overall was Ashton Jeanty. Their other running backs are is James Cook. So they only took two running backs. So they're probably going to be looking for some running backs later on. Tight end Trey McBride comes in as their third pick. And Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, there as their eighth pick. And Kyle's not back yet. No. Not great. Not great at all. Oh, boy. All right. Kyle. Oh, man. All right. Well, Kyle picked Christian McCaffrey for his first pick, and then the rest of his running backs are Chase Brown, Caleb Johnson, and Travis Etienne. His second overall pick was Brian Thomas, a wide receiver from Jacksonville. His other wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, and Cooper Kupp. He picks Patrick Mahomes in the sixth round, and in the seventh round picks TJ Hockenson. And then for his second team, or team 10, the team that always had the back-to-back picks, he starts off with three wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, and T. Higgins. And then he kind of goes on a lull and picks in the eighth round and ninth round two more wideouts, Rome Adunze and Matthew Golden. In the fourth round, he goes with Joe Burrow for his quarterback, and then Sam Laporta in the fifth round for his tight end. He gets two running backs in the sixth and seventh. He gets Travion Henderson and Tyrone Tracy. And it sounds like Kyle is back, but we're still covering
Let him go.
I've just been trying to, you know, cover the time at the same time, and
I lost internet. My internet went out.
So 10th pick is Javonte Williams, his last running back to round that team 10 out. He hasn't named his teams like I did.
Yeah, they're team 1 and 2.
They're just team 1 and team team 2.
Team zero RB, team whatever.
Well, I already took the liberty in naming one of your NHL teams already. I'm sure you've seen it.
Nice. Yes.
I'm sure he knows what team name it is.
So, which one of those teams was your favorite?
Out of your two, I kind of like your team 10, the back-to-back team that always had, you know, I think that's a good, you know,
I think it's balanced.
Yeah, it's very balanced. Good spot to be, especially for being the 10th, you know, pick overall, you know, being 10 yep, and then 1.
I do like that.
10 and then 1. So, I do like that one. I like how that was done. So.
Nice. Well, yeah, that really much concludes our fantasy for this week.
Unfortunately, Kyle got cut out for like a minute and a half, but that was fun.
Yeah. My internet's been really spotty right now. And then next week we'll finish off this draft. But the only the teams will be drafting running backs and kickers, or not running backs and kickers and defense. And then we decided that we just won't draft kickers and defense, just players instead.
Yeah, just trying
give
to
a few extra picks in.
Give you a few sleepers.
Yeah, that we like the last two picks for each one of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back to our weekly station program here now.
Yeah. Back to the episode now. Here they come. So, all right, upcoming week. Top 5 games to watch. So, hopefully my top 5 games turn into actual games and I can get, you know, 5 points. But we'll see. All right, the first is this New York Yankees Boston Red Sox series. I mean, I believe like this is just top tier no matter what. The Yankees have to win the series, like at the end of the day, like
they need to win that one.
They need to get themselves back into the wild card push and, you know, a good spot to where they can still be with the other two teams, with the Mariners and the Red Sox. So this is a must-win series for them. And then coming in at number two, I've got the San Francisco Giants and San Diego Padres series. The Giants, like you predicted last season, you know, according to our podcasting, you were saying the Giants were going to be a team to watch, a team to
could be,
and they are kind of living up to that right now.
They're right there.
If they win the series, which I'm actually picking them to win the series against the Padres, they could definitely be in that mix for the wild card at the end of the season, or even possibly win. Like they, because the Dodgers aren't doing so well. They're kind of in a lull, but they're the Dodgers. They're gonna figure it out and probably pick it back up before
they got the money. Got the money.
So, the next series coming in at number three is the Detroit Tigers Houston Astros series. I really like how this is going to turn out for the Tigers. Hopefully they can beat the Astros, but it's the Astros. They're a very good team. It's going to be tough for the Tigers to play them, and this is something, you know, to, you know, get through for the Tigers and have this test, because it's the MLB. You got to win. Coming in at number four, I've got the Seattle Mariners versus the Philadelphia Phillies series. I believe this is going to be a good series between an NL team and an AL team, or they're both NL, aren't they? I'm dumb.
Brain fart there.
Anyways. And then coming at number five, we got week zero coming up, Kyle. Number 22, Iowa State. At number 17, Kansas State in some NCAA football. I am excited for this, man. Like, can't wait. And I'm glad it's week zero that we've got.
It's finally back.
Honestly, we just got to say, ESPN, are you just trying to get us to watch? Because according to Kyle's scoreboard that he was looking at earlier, they're not ranked. So,
yeah, the score didn't want to rank anybody to begin with, so didn't look like big games.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, gut predictions, I think Yankees are going to win their series, Giants. Got the Tigers. I'm predicting the Tigers to win their series. Seattle to beat the Philadelphia Phillies. Even though it's in Philadelphia, I think Seattle can come out of Philadelphia with two wins. And then I'm taking Kansas State over Iowa State.
All right. Well, this will make this segment really quick because me and you have four of the five same ones.
Yeah.
Yep, I have Detroit versus Houston. It should just be a good series altogether, like you talked about. I also have Detroit. I think Detroit's going to take that series just because the pitching matchup lines up better for Detroit. Any series they have Scooble pitching, usually you get a win out of that. So I'm going to take Detroit in that one. I also have the Phillies and Seattle. I'm taking Phillies in this one. Phillies, I just feel like, are just a better overall team. A little bit better pitching than Seattle, so we'll go with Phillies. Also took Padres versus Giants, but I am differing from your pick. I think the Padres line up on the Giants pitching-wise, at least starting pitching for this series. Giants, my prediction is Giants are going to take game one, and then Padres will take the next two. So, but I'm taking Padres. Boston, New York, same. That's Boston and New York. Heated rivalry. It used to be, I mean, honestly, it probably still is. Top five rivalry in all sports.
It's still heated.
It's still there. It's not like what it used to be in the early 2000s where they just fight each other nonstop. But
they just fight each other.
Fight each other all the time. So, but, yeah, I'm going to take New York. I agree with you. I just think they – especially this series now, because Boston's ahead of them by, like, a couple games. So, I feel like New York needs to take this series. And if not, sweep the series would be great. But, yeah, and then the only teams that I have different than you, you took the football one. I went with the Chicago Cubs versus the Milwaukee Brewers. That's a big series for them because it's basically the number one team versus the number two team. So it could flip-flop or get one team really closer. So it's a big series in that division race. So, but I'm going to take Chicago Cubs. I'm going to take the Cubs beating Milwaukee in that series.
Okay.
And then to give you some football, since I had to be on the fly, my upset pick will be Sam Houston beating Washington State.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, so to follow you up with my upset prediction, I've got South Florida to beat the number 25 Boise State Broncos. I mean, it's in South Florida.
South Florida.
I believe the Bulls will take the home field advantage and win that. So, yeah.
Yep. I can see it.
Let's see it. Let's see some wins, some points come my way, please.
Get some wins out of this. Get some points.
All right. Moving on to some gambling men now. All right. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER. Don't rely on us.
Yeah. You can, but don't
do it. You can. Just don't do it. Because I went 4-1.
You can rely on us when we...
Starting off with the five
singles. You can rely
on us
when we win.
The five singles.
Oh, I did terrible.
I did terrible.
See, I'm only doing three singles, though, but I can change my picks from now to do five. Yeah. Especially, I guess, with college football back, so I can actually do that.
Yeah, so I have my top five singles. All these games are tomorrow, so none of these games are tonight. I'm taking the Detroit Tigers because Scooble's going to be on the mound for tomorrow. Took the money line at -172. Then you got the Philadelphia Phillies playing against the Mariners. I think Phillies are taking game one, and then the Mariners are going to win the next two games in this series. So I'm taking Phillies for tomorrow, taking their money line at -169, okay? And then I've got the Yankees. I've got the New York Yankees money line at -137. Chicago Cubs money line at -132. And then I'm taking a little bit of preseason football. I've got the Cincinnati Bengals money line sitting at +110. I like that as a single. I like if you want to, you know, take that and parlay it with anything you want, more than welcome to, my friend. Do it.
All right. So, what about last week? How did you do last week?
I went 4-1. I told you. I had four hits and one loss. No, those are this week. I just went over what I got for this week.
Ah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I only did three last week. Yeah, I did three last week. I did not do good. I had one for two last week on my ones. I had the Blue Jays money line was the only one I hit. Pirates under I failed. Braves under I failed. So I went 1-2 on that one. This week for my singles, I went ahead and made five. Let's see. I got Pirates money line tonight at -110. I have the Cubs money line tonight at -120. I have the Giants money +125. I have Iowa State for this weekend. They're +3, so they're the underdogs. So I'm taking Iowa State +3. I could take them just a straight up win because I do think they're going to straight up win. But I'm going to go with the +3 instead just to play safe because maybe it's just a field goal. And then my last one is with the Giants also. It's going to be under 7.5 runs.
Okay.
So, yeah. Pirates money line tonight, which since we're on, now I can actually look. Well, they're tied, so I had the Pirates money line. I had Cubs money line against the Brewers, and that one lost already. So I'm just pretend like I didn't make that bet.
I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
Pretend that didn't happen there. But yeah, then I had the Giants money line with the Padres, Iowa State over Kansas State, where the +3, and then Giants Padres under 7.5 just for tonight. So yeah, Cubs got blown out. That was a doubleheader. I meant to pick the second game of the doubleheader, not the first game.
Oh, dang. Darn it. Don't like it when that happens. All right. Nope. So honorable mention from me, Kyle. I've got the Wrexham money line over Sheffield Wednesday happening on Saturday. This game's on Saturday. It's sitting at -175. Wrexham has yet to win one game. They need to win one in the championship. So
you're gonna have to.
This is it. So same game parlay. I'm taking the LA Dodgers at Colorado game tonight.
You're doing same. So we're doing same game right now.
Yeah, I'm jumping into same game.
Same game first. All right.
Yeah, I'm jumping in the same game first, and then I'll do the tonight's parlay after that. Usually that's the way that I do it.
Did you hit your same game last week?
Same game last week. I went 1-2, so no, I did not hit it.
Yep.
No.
Same. I went 0-3. I went 0-3. I sucked on the same game last week.
So
Mets. Well, we both did the Mets and Braves last week, I think.
No, I did Tigers.
you did Tigers. I did the Mets and Braves, and I got Mets blew them out like 13-5, and all of mine were like unders. I was like, oh, well, that was easy.
Yeah. I did bet on the Braves, but yeah, that was a bad bet. That was one of the singles I had that lost. So yeah, this same game parlay, I'm taking the LA Dodgers money line. It's sitting at -288, so that's like a no-brainer there. Then wrapping it up with Freddie Freeman two bases, sitting at -170, and a Freddie Freeman one RBI. So he's got to get two bases and an RBI. The RBI is sitting at -120, a total of +138. So $10 gets me $23. I know it's not big, but you know, hey, less risk. But I'll take that. You know,
I cannot. Yeah, it's not bad. I can go ahead and just tell you, I lost my parlay, my same game parlay, because they are playing right now. So. So, yeah, I think it's the last time I take the Braves. I picked the Braves again this week. Same pitcher as last time. I went Braves against the White Sox, -1.5. Spencer Strider to have 7 strikeouts, and then the game under of 8.5 for a +460. And we'll just go straight live there. Bottom of the fourth, nothing White Sox. Spencer Strider had 2 strikeouts and was blown out of the game. And we're about 2 runs away from my under being destroyed. So,
2 runs away from my under being destroyed. Oh no! All right,
we'll go in 2 now.
Strikeouts, everybody! 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 Strike out. No hits. No walks. Nobody on base. All right. So I don't know what's going on with Kyle. Kyle. Yep. Kyle, I'm going to do tonight's parlay. Kyle. Oh, I don't know if it's showing like we're talking over each other or.
There we go. Slowly.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, it just keeps freezing. It just keeps freezing.
But you're talking at the same time, right? Good. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and, oh yeah, now we totally lost Kyle. Yeah, tonight's parlay for me, I'm going with the Washington Commanders money line +145. Sounds like they're somewhat winning by the sounds of my roommate cheering. Got the LA Dodgers run line tonight, -191. And then the San Diego Padres money line, -148. So, yeah, obviously I'm taking the Dodgers money line and the run line. So, whoop-de-doo. I just wanted to put it in tonight's parlay instead. So, yeah, you can't really do it for a same-game parlay. But, yeah, the San Diego Padres money line sitting at -148. Bring it up to a total of +525. So, $10 pays out $62.
I listened to the last little second of that as I come back in.
Yeah, so I just did my tonight's parlay. So, everybody else got to hear it. Kyle didn't get to hear it, so Kyle gets to hear it.
That's all right.
Everybody gets to hear it again for a second time. All right. It's okay. So, Washington Commanders money line +145. I'm taking the LA Dodgers run line in this tonight's parlay. So, yeah, with the same game parlay, I took the money line. And then with this parlay, I'm taking the run line. So, that's, you know, I feel like that should be noted. And then, San Diego Padres.
Did you win one?
Money line, -148. So it's +525. $10 makes me $62.
Nice. Yeah, I lost my last week's one by one game. I hit the Yankees money line. I hit the Toronto money line. I lost the Giants money line. Yeah. I even told you, remember last week I said during the Yankees one, I was like, bet on.
Last week.
Also added in there that Aaron Judge will hit a home run, and he hit a home run that night too.
Who?
for my parlay, which it sucks because they're pretty much already over. I have the Pittsburgh and Toronto under. I want to say it was 7.5. So I had Pittsburgh and Toronto under of 7.5. I have the Dodgers money line or ball line of -1.5, not the money line, but the run line. Dodgers -1.5, and then the Boston Red Sox versus the Baltimore Orioles under. I want to say it was 8.5 also, and that's -110. So it was Boston Baltimore under -110, Dodgers -1.5 on the run line with a -185, and Pittsburgh versus Toronto under of 7.5 at -120. So that gives me a +485.
Nice.
So yeah, that's as a quick look. My first two are in striking distance, so maybe.
All right.
We might be able to do it.
So don't bet on it. My don't bet on it is the White Sox. Don't bet on the White Sox.
Nice. Mine, just don't bet on week zero. College football.
Don't bet on week zero. Let's not do that, especially with two top-ranked teams that you really want to watch on ESPN. I promise you, just don't do it.
I'll even advance it. Don't waste your money on ranked matchups to begin the season. You don't know how they're going to look. Nope. You're just playing blind right now, so you don't know how good they are. If you're going to waste money doing like top 10, top 25 teams playing nobodies and just parlay them into like an 8-leg parlay and just pray for not a crazy upset.
Yeah, go chalk and hopefully it happens.
Yeah, just pick like 8 games that are top 25 teams playing nobodies and put $10 on it and you could pull out maybe $15, $20 on it. Best way to go until at least like week 2 when you kind of get an idea of how good these teams are, and then you can somewhat maybe put a little guesstimate to how a team should beat a good, like yeah. when the two good teams plays, you can have an idea of how they actually look.
Yeah, I like that. I like how that sounds. All right. Now for the best part, Homeward Bound. All right, so with that being the second favorite song that both me and Kyle like that the Michigan Wolverines band plays, a little Wolverines for me, I think with this hammer, quote unquote, that has come down from the NCAA sanctions to the Michigan University of Michigan Wolverines, I think that we should just make the new head coach miss out on 3 games, just, you know, as is tradition. So, yeah. I don't know. Kyle's frozen. No. He missed it. He missed my part. And he's gone again. We had like 5 more minutes of this. Come on. Oh, that hurts. Well, get to enjoy the song yet again, folks. And he's back. I've just been playing this on instant until you got back.
He's going to kick me off again. It's just going to kick me out again.
Just going to kick him out one more time.
My internet's literally gone out 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I literally joined. I saw the song going. I literally just, my internet dropped again.
And he's gone again.
Internet's dropped 4 times. And he's gone.
And he's gone.
Well, let's hurry up and get this Homeward Bound before I
go again. Just lose all hope at the end of the day. But yeah, I said Kyle, which I don't think you're able to react. I don't know. I said with these sanctions that have come down from the NCAA with, you know, the hammer, quote unquote. I think the Wolverines should just make the head coach just miss out on 3 games, just as is tradition, you know. Just pick 3 games. It's tradition now. No. Why? Dang it. I say 5 words. That's about it. All right. That wraps up. that one probably wraps it up, Kyle. Oh, I just said the same thing twice. Oh, he's there. He's actually there.
He's back.
Oh, my goodness.
For 1 sec.
No. Oh. Ugh. Tell me why. Oh, tell me why, please. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, that wraps up this episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. Next week, we'll look back on how we did on all this. We will add up the scores here momentarily from this week and, you know, let y'all know what the standings are between me and Kyle. It's just the start of it. Don't get worried. Don't get, you know, too ahead of yourselves. It's just, you know, just the start of the season. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. I'm Alex Bauer. He was Kyle Dobis. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you like, you subscribe, all that jazz. Yeah, just have a good one.